Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Just wait for Poodle get comfortable.
I'm fine.
I'm gonna hold that tiger, hold that tiger. It's Tiger Queens, y'all.
What's new, pussycat?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What's new, pussycat?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Pussycat, pussycat.
That is the gayest version of that tiger song.
Hold that tiger. It's like if the lion from The Wizard of Oz did that song. Hold that tiger.
Oh. Hold the tiger. Hold the tiger.
Of the forest.
Which Joe Exotic would probably like. Y'all, welcome to Tiger
welcome
Queens.
To Tiger Queens. And yes, that name was very easy to come up with.
But one of our easiest ones. We've had a lot of difficulty.
If you don't know us, I am Jake Anthony, a.k.a. Poodle.
And my name is Matt Marr, a.k.a. Maddie. We normally do a podcast called The 90 Day Gays, which is about the 90 Day Fiancé. But anytime our listeners see something that's even weirder than those people, they come at us.
They scream at us as they do it. And most of the time we tell them to fuck off. But this time we could not.
They're just kind of like, they're kind of like angry concubines in the Roman Colosseum. It's just like, do it, do it, do it.
And
we're like over here going, are you not entertained?
That's exactly what we're like.
That's exactly. We're like fucking Russell Crowe.
Gladiators. Russell Crowe and Gladiator was gorgeous.
You know, he never did it for me.
And then he stole Meg Ryan away from Dennis Quaid, who I hear is not a good person either. And then he kind of became dead to everybody.
Are they still together?
No! Are you kidding? Russell Crowe is not a man you stay with. Russell Crowe, like, takes you away from your... Russell Crowe is a Richard Burton. Russell Crowe takes you away from your husband. He's not a marrying kind.
I think he brushes his teeth in the morning with whiskey.
I believe it. Yeah, he's tough. He's a rough guy. I'll never forgive him for Les Mis, though. Where are we? Let's get back on target. We got a lot to talk about, y'all.
We got a lot to talk about.
Our recap of Tiger King.
Episode one, y'all.
We should have said that we were doing Tiger King earlier.
We did. Oh, yeah, we're there now.
We were there now. It's hot in my house.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
Oh. So, y'all, So, Poodle, we always ask why. You know, we watch 90 Day Fiancé because we love these lonely hearts. But why do we recap this show? Why are we in? What sucked us in?
Because every single second I'm trying to figure out what's happening next. And I'm becoming even more, I get to a state of being so appalled, I can't go any higher. Like my jaw just consistently drops lower and lower. And that's a lot because I have a trick jaw. ask some of my clients.
Y'all, she sucks dick like a python. Just detaches. Woo!
Yes, sire.
And I was drawn to the show because, y'all, this Wynnewood, Oklahoma is literally 35 minutes from where I grew up in Oklahoma in Ardmore. It is like, we played them in football. I drove by this all this time. I drove by this sign on I-35. It's right by Paul's Valley, which that's where my dad's second wife is from. Well, actually, her sale, that's outside of Paul's Valley.
I need to comment on the fact that it's not Wynwood, like it normally be, like the casino, W-Y-N-N. In normal English rules, they don't pronounce the E at the end. You're saying it's Wynwood.
Wynwood. Nobody calls it Wynwood.
Ever. Not just Wynwood, but Wynwood.
Wynwood. Wynwood. Wynwood, Oklahoma.
That's just ignorant, honestly. It just is. It's just country, like ridiculous garbage shit.
It's like the town of T-E-C-U-M-S-E-H.
Tecumseh.
It's Tecumseh, but a lot of people we call it Tecumseh, but some people think it's called Tecumseh. Because if you were reading it, it actually reads more like Tecumseh, but no, it's Tecumseh.
Okay.
It's like the town Durant, where Reba's from, is called Durant.
But that's a Native American name, Tecumseh. He was a chief.
Not everybody knows that in Oklahoma.
But shouldn't they know, since they were such a big history of Native American migration and settlement?
Yes.
Okay.
Y'all, we are doing this edition. This is a little bit of quarantine edition because we are recording from Skype. So hopefully it sounds good. We're doing the best that we can.
And if we talk over each other, deal with it.
Exactly. Get off your scruff.
No, I was looking at, I have another cameo.
So
y'all come at us on cameo.
We get so many cameos. Come at us. So we're going to be doing this episode on our regular podcast. The other episodes are going to drop behind the Patreon. You know why, y'all? Because all of Jake's voice students canceled for the month. So Bitch has some still play over. So we're not just for trying.
Basically, I'm Skyping with a couple of them, but some of them are just, they're so afraid to even, they already are afraid of me yelling at them in person. They don't want me to yell at them over a computer.
Exactly.
They can't even deal with that.
We appreciate your support on this. So we'll be recapping all the rest of the episodes. And I think we're even going to dive in a little bit and do a special episode later on down the line with Kate Casey as well. So that's what y'all have to look forward to. And y'all. So let's just jump into.
Okay. The best way to do this, you guys, is just to talk about, we're talking about our characters, and we'll be hitting some essential plot points. If you're looking for a complete recap show where we're going thing by thing, we ain't it.
That's so, not us. We have GDD. So we're going to talk about the things that spoke to us. And the thing that we can tell you, probably best for you to just grab a drink right now, or maybe pop a brownie or a little doobie.
And just, you will, however, hear the proper pronunciation of Durant, Oklahoma.
Durant.
Anyway, let's just jump in. So this is a documentary by Eric Good, 7 parts, I believe, 7 episodes.
Yeah.
We both only watched the first episode because we get things confused, and it's much better if we just do this now.
Oh yeah, we're terrible.
This is basically a whole thing about people who own big cats and big cat sanctuaries, and the true crime kind of plot against the murder of this woman who was trying to stop these places.
Yes.
I think on this episode, we're going to talk much more about the people.
Yes.
As my voice gets higher, I am more and more completely shocked.
Well, this episode is kind of like getting to know everybody, the who's who.
Yeah.
And then I did watch this 10 minutes of the second episode. It's a little bit more of, we start to see how it all comes together, which this episode was good. But I have to say, the first 10 minutes of the second episode was already way more riveting. So I'm excited to watch it all.
Okay, yeah. Great. So Eric, the filmmaker, starts out basically documenting these kind of exotic reptile dealers. And he sees one guy who just comes in and wants a poisonous snake, and they like put it in a fucking Tupperware bowl.
This was send him away. This was terrifying to me. I do not like snakes. I don't get it. Why would you do this? I don't get it. It's horrible. It's stupid.
Yeah. And then he opened up his like rapist van and there was just a snow leopard just sitting back there in a hot car.
And that broke my heart. And snow leopards are meant to be in the snow, y'all. That's why they're called snow leopards.
And the filmmaker's like, so he's going to adapt to it? Like, yeah, he's adapted to Florida. Y'all, everyone has to adapt in Florida.
I don't think
it is not made for people.
Unless you are born and raised in Tampa, nobody's adapted to Florida.
No.
Or maybe some of our listeners who are born and raised in Ocala. Shout out to Ocala.
Bill Boulware lives somewhere down there.
I think he does.
It's some like ramshackle town in Florida. So
that's where he gets the impetus to like,
then he says,
I've got to meet these cat people
and I've got to do a whole documentary because do a whole 7 episodes.
We should let people know, because we are, for some of our listeners, we are both, Poodle and I are both over the age of 40, and you should know.
How dare you?
I said that whenever you were taking a drink of vodka, so you couldn't say anything. But the reason I bring that up is in the early 1980s, it was totally 100% legal to buy cats.
Yes.
And all this stuff. Yeah. I don't think we'll think of, and I've even told on the 90 Day Show, and we'll talk more about it, but I actually emailed my cousin Chad. But y'all, my Uncle Leonard had a mountain lion that he bought. Its name was Bobo. And brought they lived in Dallas, and they brought the mountain lion up to my Aunt Peggy's house. And the mountain lion was in the backyard, almost killed my Aunt Darla's dog, Digger. And so,
stop! The dog was not named Digger.
He dug a lot. He dug a lot, and Craig called him Digger.
I get it.
Anyway, so they got the dog in the house before, because Bobo almost bolted from the pool house all the way to the back patio of the lanai.
Wild animal.
I know, but they're so fast. It like bolted in like 3 seconds and they barely got the dog in the door.
That's the first installment of Southern Crazy.
So I think another reason Jake is horrified by these people. I literally know some of these people. So we're going to see where this goes.
I grew up Southern. I grew up in South Carolina. It's a different type of Southern. We're crazy. We're crazy, but we're not like shithouse rats like they are there.
Oklahoma's got some characters. So anyway, yes.
I want to start. So we then go to one of the issues about this documentary. Maybe it gets different the few episodes. It's a little scattered and all over the place, you guys. That's one of my problems with it. They don't spend enough time sectioning out their stories. That may have been they had so much material and just tried to get it in the first episode. So that may have been the issue.
I've heard that it gets fixed. Already I think in the second episode, we're going to get more.
Okay. It was just a little scattered for me.
I agreed. I was like, what is happening? We're talking about Joe, but now we're talking about Doc Antle.
Yeah. What the fuck's happening? So we're just going to kind of split ourselves between Myrtle Beach and, Wynnewood, Oklahoma.
Don't you call it Wynnewood. I will come through the screen and cut you.
We said this before, y'all. We're doing this remotely. That's why if I talk over him or he talks over me, blame the internet and blame the fucking virus. You know, we're doing the best we can.
We are.
So we're in Wynnewood, Oklahoma, at the world's largest big cat park.
187 cats, y'all. And this is from
200 and something.
Oh, yes. I think I wrote. Now, also, I just want to clarify, this is not present day. This is from five years ago.
Yeah, we're back in time, because the very cold open was this, that Joe Exotic is in jail for allegedly trying to put a hit out on Carole Baskin, who we don't know yet.
So this is 2015, 2014, which is all, again, interesting to us, in that what I'm finding out now is my cousins, my friends, they have all gone to this place. They've taken their kids there. This was not there when I think the same for you in Myrtle Beach. When you lived in South Carolina, this happened like when you left and went to college, or did you want to go when you were a kid?
I heard about it as like a teenager.
Oh, okay.
So it's been around. I think I heard about it as a teenager, or maybe when in my 20s, I remember hearing about it. There are a lot of private zoos, quote unquote, in the beaches of South Carolina and North Carolina and Florida. They're kind of creepy, to be honest.
I'm very lucky that, yes, my extended family is cuckoo and has a mountain lion. However, and I don't mean this to sound classist, I'm very lucky that no one in my family had a drug problem, because a lot of this is involving people that are, and not a judgmental way, but I'm just saying that, knock on wood, no one in my, like my aunts and uncles, nobody, I think because they came from that kind of stuff, so everybody's kind of stone cold sober and nobody even drinks.
Yeah.
So they were just crazy, but we didn't have any of that go into play.
Yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit. So
Joe Exotic.
I'd like, this is one of our segments that we do on our 90 Day Gays show. I'd like to, let's just, we've been trying to think, we call it normally like tit for tat or something like that, where we just kind of trade off an improv. So I'll give
if
you the.
You could see them now.
Exactly. I'll give you the sentence. I'll start first. Joe Exotic is like a dot, dot, dot. Or Joe Exotic is like. So, okay. I'll go first.
Okay.
Joe Exotic is like Snap of Snap, Crackle, and Pop after a lot of Lynyrd Skynyrd concerts.
Yes, yes. I would say Joe Exotic is like Jeffrey, the giraffe from Toys R Us, if he got fucked for 10 years continuously in a meth barn.
Yes. Joe Exotic.
Where can you be a kid?
I'm sad they're bankrupt.
They're gone.
Joe Exotic is like a human can of Skull.
Yes, that's pretty good. Joe Exotic is like an Alexa with everything taken out of it.
Basically. So y'all, he is a very colorful character. Let me just talk about his appearance a little bit for those of you who haven't seen the show.
Again, if you could see this now.
You need to see it. First of all, he's a petite man. He's got dark hair, but bleached.
I was about to say, not all the way dark.
In a mullet. Of course it is. There are about 6 or 7 hoop earrings on every ear. Mm-hmm. And an eyebrow ring that is perilously close to falling onto the floor.
And y'all, I'm pretty sure he has a Prince Albert.
Oh, without question.
Without totally question, he has one.
He is always wearing eyeliner.
He is. Which that I respect.
It is a choice to wear that shit, for a man to wear eyeliner in the day. It is a choice.
It is a choice.
He has a Fu Manchu, which is also a choice. Tattoos everywhere, including one of his brother's face on his arm.
Yes, 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 yes.
Again, there's a theory in literary criticism and writing where it's called a hat on a hat when something is just too much to believe. This show is like a hat on a hat on a hat on a hat times 11 on a hat.
A hat.
There's just, everything is just more shocking and appalling. He favors gold and leopard clothing.
Or a pink, just sequined.
Or, yeah, and he loves that kind of Obey things they sell at the Buckle. You know what you're mall where when you came out and you needed jeans and those were the only ones.
I am positive that Joe Exotic and I have shopped at the same Buckle in Ardmore, Oklahoma at Mountain View Mall. And remember, y'all, it's not by mountains. It's just called Mountain View Mall. It's by the plains.
It is so flat, country. Y'all. That part actually, of Oklahoma is country. Flat as fuck.
Not really. I mean, it's a little more to the west. You could kind of see it's a little hilly there, but yeah.
It just looked sad. All of Oklahoma looked sad where he was.
Oh, I think that area is actually pretty, they get a lot. The thing I worry about, that's where they get a lot of tornadoes, a lot of twisters up there, more than even where I'm from.
So he, it's basically like, it's kind of like Obey mixed with like Truck Stop Chic. You know who likes Obey? Our boy Tim from Natty.
Yeah, Tim does.
It's awesome. It's totally awesome.
If you told me Tim and Joe Exotic were related, I would not question it.
Yeah, they're in the same like family tree philosophy of thought.
Because Joe Exotic's face kind of looks like he should be an insurance salesman from 1981, so it doesn't really It doesn't really mesh with the rest of the style. And does he look like he's had work?
I don't know, but honestly, he might have, but he ruined it with being out in the sun.
That's true.
He's had some sun damage. I think he has had work. I think he's had a little tuck done, one of those forehead tucks, because it looks like it. Yeah. He's those country people where the forehead goes down on your head.
I know. I'm worried that's going to happen to me. I'm going to have to get a facelift. Now, I just want to say, I did a little research kind of reached out to my family and friends. And just since we're talking about Exotic Joe here, he once told, he told my cousin, Ryan Tyler, actually, who went there in 2012, and said that he actually is, where is this? He explained on the tour that he was only three generations away from successfully reverse evolving saber-toothed tigers.
Well, there you have it, everybody.
So that just gives you an idea. He was a Darwinian scientist.
And that's one of the problems I think people like Carol, who we'll talk about, have. The fact that you're breeding these cats. That's the kind of the gross part to me. I have a lot to say philosophically about that.
But Poodle, there's another cast of characters on this farm as well. We should probably get to.
Yes.
I want to talk about Eric Cowie.
Oh, yes. Eric found them. He's the head cat keeper, and he found them on Craigslist.
Hey, you know what? That's how I met my boyfriend. I put a Craigslist ad.
Eric, y'all, is like Garth from Wayne's World after two divorces and a meth addiction.
Yes. Eric is like, Eric is like Bret Michaels, but more rough.
Yeah.
Which is kind of hard to be.
And I want to introduce one scale here that I'm going to refer to back when we meet new people. What I'm calling the deliverance teeth scale of how high people are. Eric, this is people who have questionable teeth and dental situations. Which is, you guys, I don't know if you know a lot about meth addiction. That is a big consequence of meth addiction. You lose your teeth.
You lose your teeth.
Yeah, or when you never have teeth worked in at all. But yeah, the deliverance scale. Eric is about a 7. Okay. That's up there. It's not like unsightly, but it is enough to make you recoil.
I think we know who's going to be higher, and we're going to find that out later.
Oh, yes. I devised it because of that person.
I will say, too, just for people listening, look, we're going to talk about addiction because you can't not talk about that with these people. It's kind of like Love After Lockup, y'all. We're not making fun of meth addiction. In fact, we sadly now have friends in our own community that are inundated with this. So we are making fun of these people's choices and their clothing.
I'm not making fun of their addiction.
Not of their addiction.
I guarantee you almost everybody who comes through Joe Exotic's door has had some struggle with addiction. If they're not currently it. Yeah. Because it's a misfit. They call it a misfits. Yeah.
Why am I such a misfit?
Y'all, that elf was gay. Can no one see? We've talked about this on our podcast. That whole Rudolph Christmas special is a coming out allegory. Think about it.
Focus, Sybil.
Anyway, so then we meet John, the manager. So
now, go ahead. John Reinke.
John has not one, but two prosthetic legs.
Yeah.
And none of this, and my voice is getting high again because I'm concerned. None of this is explained. None of this is even referred to. The prosthetics are very ornately decorated, though, and I enjoy looking at them. They're very, like, almost tattooed.
I almost thought they were tattooed legs. I couldn't tell. I thought
they are prosthetic.
Maybe he's a Vietnam vet.
Maybe. I'm thinking
or a golf vet.
They got taken off by a tiger. Let's be honest.
Maybe not. Who knows? I wonder that too. That's a good question.
If we finish this series and I don't know why he has two prosthetic legs, I'm going to demand Netflix release something.
I'm sure they will.
I need to know.
There's also Rick Kirkman. Now look, y'all. Rick Kirkman, this is my Uncle Andy, AW. Because Rick Kirkman, he is the guy that has the most sense and sensibility and is the most intelligent. But he still does crazy shit.
He was on Inside Edition.
And y'all don't remember Inside Edition, but that was garbage news.
That was Bill O'Reilly, y'all, when he used to be a normal person.
Really?
Yes, Bill O'Reilly hosted it before anybody did.
I forgot about him.
Yes. I want to also mention Kelsey Safferty.
Safferty, who... She doesn't have a left hand.
No, she doesn't even have a left arm.
Yep.
So I'm sure there's a story there too. And I need to know about it.
I don't feel like, I imagine the safety and procedural training at GW, because it is called GW.
It's called GW Zoo.
GW Zoo. I imagine
that. I have a great uncle, GW.
My uncle was AW. That's the one that reminds me of Rick Kirkman was AW.
In the South, y'all, it's really common to name people with the middle AW. You never say W like I just did.
No.
It'd be GW. GW.
Yeah, my grandpa, my uncle, he was Andrew Wilson, and they called him AW.
I wanted
the junior.
I wanted to, of course he was. I want to talk about why, do you notice that like Joe Exotic's accent, I don't think he's originally from Oklahoma.
He is not, because he does not sound like my people.
No, it's a weird combination of accent. I think he's acquired for a character, because at one point he'll say, it's not a country, it's, you know what it is? It's a country accent, it's not a Southern accent. It's a weird kind of hybrid, but he'll say things like animal rights papal. Like papal, like a papal writ, like oven belonging to the Pope, P-A-P-A-L. But like,
he is actually from kind of central, kind of western Kansas. So going
perfect.
To
that just tells you it's kind of a country style of speak, but not Southern. Let's just clarify; those two are very different.
Garden City. Kansas.
Wow, that just sounds remote.
Doesn't sound like there's gardens or much.
No.
I don't think they have either.
So I just got to share one thing in my notes, and it just says, we need to talk about this. It's a big part of Joe Exotic, y'all. I went, okay, then he starts singing. And that's when I threw down my pad and just had to watch.
We haven't talked about this, and I don't know how we're going to talk to it. I think maybe we will end up, you know what, Poodle? Maybe we should just almost have a musical episode of critiquing these videos. Maybe we'll do something. His eyes got so big because I've said it on the recording, and then that means we have to do it.
No,
I'm not saying we'll sing them. I'm saying maybe we'll like critique the music videos.
That's possible. But my question is, like, where do I start? It's well, like first when, of I, all, when I take you to the past plastic surgeon.
Exactly. It's true. Just take it all up, all out. He actually, I mean, it's probably auto-tuned, but he kind of has a nice voice.
It's nice. I think it's pleasant. I think more of my problems are with the imagery and the lyric. These are the videos that you, in like the 90s, early 90s, where you went to like a Dave and Buster's or something, you could make a music video with your family and everybody would be like playing guitar. Wow, wow. Aunt Darla would be wailed on guitar. Aunt Peggy would be on the
I did that with my best friend, Sean Farrell.
There we
did
go.
Up Shack. And Rusted. His That's cousin what Lindsay they- killed it.
That's what these videos are. Like,
woke up this morning with a smile on my face. I didn't get eaten by a tiger, so I'll call it a day.
That's a better lyric than he wrote. I think my lyric, this file under lyrics that mean nothing, y'all. This is like, funny how a smile can change the word you want to say. Let's parse that. Funny how a smile can change the word, like turns the word. Yes, it changes the word, but I spread my mouth. It's a weird lyric that means nothing. It's like that song, Texas Tornado, blowing me away again.
But it happened again.
I love that song.
Again, is it twice in the chorus?
But I looked at you and then I'm like a tumbleweed in a Wild West Texas wind.
And then again.
You're blowing me away again.
Three times. That's a right. Shitty songwriting.
That song is bad. Who sang that song?
Tracy Lawrence.
Tracy Lawrence, you're right.
Bitch, funny enough, Joey Buttigieg kind of sings like him.
He does. You're right.
He does.
So anyway.
Oh, there's more songs to come. Just get ready.
I want to talk about a new character, Carol Baskin.
Carol Baskin,
who kind of has a voice that's very low, but it also sounds like she's always trying not to let her voice break because she's about to burst out in tears.
Yeah, she kind of reminds me of like, a Shelley Long from Cheers character or something.
Oh, God.
I don't know.
I just wrote, Carol Baskin is your aunt's friend who's constantly is always getting you like by yourself and talking to you about garbage. She don't know anything. She's like, oh, my God, you do. I've always wanted to play music.
Oh, that is her.
That's Carol Baskin.
Y'all, she has long blonde hair.
Which
at an age where most women are not an appropriate age to wear long hair like that, if it's not kept well, it's not pretty. And then she wears garlands in her hair and every bit of clothing she wears.
It's cat print.
It's a cat print.
Again, my voice is going higher because I'm appalled.
Even when she speaks at Congress, she wants them to remember the cat lady.
I've got a couple of good quotes from Carol. This could be filed underneath, like this could be like on some kind of like little bev napkins or something. But
I really believe in life that you can only be good at one thing.
Is that inspirational?
And that's
here's another great
one.
That's
just cats for her.
I don't watch TV. I don't watch the news. Maybe if a cat's involved.
She said literally, I don't read the newspaper unless it's a cat story.
Someone should go check on Carol to make sure she's not dead in the corona.
and then it shows her, she's like petting her cats like through the fence, and she goes, and the cat's like playing with her. She's like, She literally says, it was like Yolanda, the way she giggled. She said, it's amazing how sweet they can be. And then they can just tear off your face. Literally. And I'm going, oh my God. Like my butthole is just clenched.
I know.
Watching her.
So another quote is, I've never
they
been.
Are, sorry, go ahead.
One of the reasons we're doing this where we can see each other is so we don't interrupt each other.
That's fine.
I've never been a person who has friends. Except for the two imaginary white cats she had as a child. Also, she's allergic to cats.
She's allergic to cats.
Irony is alive.
And they just cut to a picture of her. I don't know who as a baby has a baby picture. And as a baby, she was just staring at a cat. I'm like, this can't be real. Someone photoshopped this in.
Did you grow up with those girls in like elementary school, especially, who were so obsessed with horses? Horses were their thing.
Oh, my God.
Keepers, everything were horses.
My first girlfriend, Megan Seagrave, we went to St. Mary's Catholic Church together. She loved horses. She still loves horses to this day.
You heard that right, girlfriend.
We were 5 years old. There's pictures of us having a slumber party under my Big Bird sign that said Matt's Nest. I loved it.
Y'all, I have a weird issue with boys of 5 years old having quote-unquote girlfriends. No one said that when I was, I guess they thought that was that big of a queen.
Yeah, I think you were interested. I think you were like wanting to like read about Mozart and Beethoven at 5 years old.
I
and
was.
Everybody's like just saying, don't touch him.
So I was saying the girls who loved horses, then there was like a subset of those girls who kind of thought they were horses who like ran around to the playground and went, anyway,
Tanya Tillingham was one of those kids.
Yeah. Carol's like that, but with cats. She's that obsessed. It's intense.
She's a lot. So I think she has a husband. We don't even really meet them, but she is against Joe. And we're going to find later Doc Antle, but she's kind of against them because they are breeding cats for gain. Again, I have asked my cousin Chad and his brother Brad
Chad and Brad.
Yeah, that's their names, Chad and Brad. They're brothers.
Why would their mother do that?
Because it's easy. Chad, Brad, and Leah.
Now that's Leah's stupid.
Leah's a daughter, yeah.
They were going to have three of them. They should have just, if they're going to have three named them, they should have had her name rhyme. That's just inefficient.
So it's Chad and Brad, and I sent them an email on Facebook asking them, where did y'all get Bobo from? Because I want to see if they got Bobo from him. But I don't think so, because that was in the early 80s. And he already told me they put him in a wildlife refuge years ago. He was probably 23 at the time.
Wow. Was he ever nice?
I was too scared to pet. I just kind of pet him on the back with my hand. But like my cousin Chad was like, first of all, my cousin Chad is gorgeous. He's like 6'5". He looks like He-Man. He's super muscly. He used to model. He's the one that I said when my cousin Leah made a music video and the guy playing her boyfriend dropped out, my cousin Chad just substituted in the music video. They didn't make out or anything, but they just acted like they were in love.
He's a model. Your cousin Leah made a music video.
Oh, yeah. She's a singer. She still is a singer.
Have I heard of her?
She's good. She plays at Sue Ellen's in Cedar Springs.
That's a lesbian bar.
Yeah. She's owned the Peyton Company. Anyway, but they would wrestle around and like he'd throw the cat to the ground and they'd roll over on each other and play. It was terrifying.
I need to see pictures of Bobo and your cousin. Preferably shirtless. Anyway, so that's Carol, y'all.
That's Carol.
So we go back to quote unquote Winniewood.
Pennywood.
We're in the gift shop, and he's showing him all these things. There's like tiger barbecue sauce, tiger hot sauce. Here's some tiger sex gel.
There was some tiger sex gel. That's a new underscore for our new meaning of tiger balm.
I know.
But apparently the best seller is the underwear, y'all.
They're all animal print. And spoiler alert, he doesn't wear any.
He doesn't wear any, y'all.
We knew this ahead of time, though. I could take one look at him and say two things. He don't wear underwear, and he freaky deaky. Freaky deaky like bondage shit.
And we suddenly find out, y'all, Joe Exotic has a husband.
Joe Exotic is a homosexual.
He's a homosexual, and he has a husband named John Finley. John worked at the park from 2003 to 2014.
They were married when he was 1 month out of high school.
And John doesn't need to wear a shirt in an interview, y'all. He just does not need to wear it.
And his teeth are a 10 on the deliverance scale.
There's like two of them.
There's like one snaggletooth tooth that is trying to escape his mouth. It's just trying to get out of there.
It happens when you do drugs and drink a lot of Dr. Pepper.
It's drugs, y'all. Yeah.
Now I want a Dr. Pepper.
I mean, we're not making fun of the drug habits again. It's just these people. Oh, my God.
And so John, but also I understand why John doesn't wear a shirt, because he wants to show off his tattoos and his nipple rings. Why would you want to get rid of them?
Yeah.
He was handsome when he was younger.
You could tell he used to be really hot.
Yeah. Joe talks about that Joe knew he was gay at 13. And when his father found out in Garden City, Kansas, his father made him shake hands with him in front of his mother and made Joe promise that he wouldn't go to his father's funeral.
Let that sit a little bit.
Y'all, that's some shit.
And Joe is great. My mother, who we often refer to as Mother Poodle, is great at this by saying things like, he kind of throws little bonbons out there that are of horror, and people just go, what? And then he just keeps going. My mother would say, when I would complain about not having anyone to play with, she's like, well, be lucky you look normal. They used the forceps on me, pulling her out of my mother, and one of my eyelids goes down, so people wouldn't hang out with me because I had a funny eye.
Wow.
Sits there. And then she would go on, what do you want for lunch?
Did her eye heal?
It's still like a little bit lower, but it did heal as she got older. But it was almost covering her eye for a while, and they would not play with her because she had a funny eye.
That ruined her life.
Yes, it did.
Now I understand why your mother's so concerned with what people think of her.
Oh, yeah. We had, there were stories like that all the time. Joe is like that. He'll throw out things like, it's about, my
uncle. The in their eye.
I'm so sad.
Because they used forceps on me getting her out of my mother.
Boy.
Can you imagine? We were like 7 or 8 years going like, what the fuck are forceps?
Yeah, you didn't even know babies come out of the hoo-ha.
Y'all, Southern parents try their best, but you wind up fucking up your kids regardless. The only thing you can do is, well, all parents basically, the only thing you can do is try to do it with love. You know, just don't try to shame your kids. I both of us were kind of shamed growing up.
You way things. More than me.
I was shamed a lot, yeah.
But you know what? We were living on love, buying on time, living on love.
Who is that by? That's a country song. I don't know.
Hey, Siri, who sings the song Living on Love?
Living on Love is by Alan Jackson.
Yes, Alan Jackson. Love Alan Jackson.
I'm glad Siri's on her shit today. So
Joe tried to kill himself by driving his car.
Because who wouldn't after your father says something like that?
Off a bridge. He broke a lot of his bones. And when he was healing in Florida, that's where he met lions and monkeys and fell in love with exotic animals.
And then it all comes back to Florida, y'all.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
There you go. So maybe should we switch and talk a little bit about Myrtle Beach now?
Yes. This is just so you guys know, we both of us have a two weird connections to this show because he grew up in Oklahoma. I grew up in South Carolina spending summers at Myrtle Beach.
What town did you grow up in South Carolina?
The town I'm from is called Pickens, as in named after General Revolutionary War General Andrew Pickens.
More like Slim Pickens.
You know when they say good town to raise a family? It's a good town unless you got a little gay son. But I was a musician, so I'm a voice coach and a life coach, and so I basically left at 18 that town, went to bigger cities. But
because he fucked the two gay guys there.
in a Stuckey's parking lot. But yeah, guys, it's my whole family is still there. So I know it very well. I know the kind of the ethos of that. But in Myrtle Beach, there are these wild animal preserves. The biggest one, I believe it's Myrtle Beach Safari. Maybe. Anyway, it's Doc Antle's thing. He is a man with long white hair with very dark eyebrows.
Because he used to have long, dark hair.
Yeah.
With very dark eyebrows still.
Now, Doc Antle, they call him Doc, has kind of a more sophisticated operation than Joe does. Well, here's the thing. And Doc Antle's got jokes, y'all. Doc Antle's walking in is like, see, this is my elephant. This is my elephant Bubbles. We both are a lot bigger than we used to be.
I mean, we don't find out why. Hopefully we find this in the second episode, but his name is Bhagavan Doc Antle.
Here's my threat. It felt when he was spelling his name, it felt very aggressive to me. He was like B-H-A-G-H-A. It's like I was getting like fucked at Slammers.
That's
a gay spy. I have never been. Not saying you can go on your bad selves if you want to do it.
Go on.
Just be safe.
He's very aggressive. He's very like, and what I loved what they filmed with the documentary is they would get him kind of being aggressive and rude almost to them. Like, so I'm going to pull up and stop and y'all go around the front and then I'll walk in the door like I know you.
Like MTV Cribs. He thinks he's on Cribs.
Yeah. And then he walks in and shows the door. And then again, like he'll say, this is da-da-da. He's like, how was that? And then his tone and his expression totally drop when he's not talking. I'm saying it now. I think he's going to be the like most crazy evil one.
He's an insufferable asshole. You can just tell.
He's a dick. He is a dick.
I'm more concerned by the outfits of his female zookeepers and wranglers. I noticed that the men can wear full-on clothes. The ladies wear short shorts, and it looks like little tops that are pretty tight to show off their boobies.
I'm calling it now. This place is a fucking cult.
It's you might have something. It's like if you were a girl and you wanted to buy a sexy Indiana Jones costume, that's what you'd get.
Stick it in my butt.
It is so kind of weird. And they, I saw a spoiler. They do live on the property. They kind of live.
It is a cult. I knew it.
It feels culty. Anyway, I was concerned about those uniforms.
So now he's building this kind of, it is a much bigger preserve. And you're right, Poodle. It's nicer. And Joe, we start to find this out a little bit more in the second episode. I think we're going to get more. It's not really total lot in one, but Doc Antle and like Joe, they're friends. Because
they
Joe
know each other. Say, yeah. They do the same thing.
So Joe like sent people there to see how he does it. Y'all, it costs a starting price of $339.
Just to get in there. But you get to like pet baby tigers, which this is kind of morally and ethically is when I have to, it's this idea of when like, even when Joe was doing it, when he was like holding up baby tigers at people's faces and taking like tiger selfies, I'm just thinking to myself, what if the tiger got sick from someone? And you're basically, you're using an animal to I get it. They think they're not exploiting it. They're trying to help them, but it feels really gross to me every time I look at it.
It's not the way I would want to see animals like this on a safari, and that's about it.
Yeah, I think what we're trying to be Carol Baskin is trying to kind of be on kind of the white horse here. She has cats. She's rescuing them. That's the big difference, guys. They're breeding them oftentimes, and she is rescuing them when people bought, like Shaq, who bought two tigers from Shaquille O'Neal. And so when people buy a baby tiger, because you remember on the Tonight Show and Letterman, you'd see all those like baby animals. That was a big boom. And so people's like, oh, I want to buy a baby animal.
Well, even my Uncle Leonard, because he at the time was the richest person, and I think he probably still is. My Uncle Leonard actually invented, when you drive and you're on a
construction. I want to hear this story.
When you drive in a construction zone and they use those concrete little pillars to like separate the roads. He invented that design because those are designed to pull the car into them.
Invented?
Yes. He's a millionaire. The reason I was going to...
I find out so much about you.
No, really. Because my Uncle AW, he was an inventor too. He made a trash incinerator, almost sold it to the government. But then he had to leave the state because he was wanted for an arrest.
It's so weird to hear you talking about this and these people, highly intelligent people, and they have rube names like AW and Leonard.
My father's family is very intelligent. So is my mother's. But yeah, they were very smart. But this is a status symbol, especially y'all got to think about the 80s. Like everything is bigger. Everything, if you were wealthy, you flaunted it. And so this is was a time that you bought exotic cats to show that you were wealthy.
We talked about, I want to just get to back to Winnie Wood. And sure. Eric, the zookeeper, has a baby tiger. Again, it makes me uncomfortable. But I think what I had more of a problem was this song that Eric had possibly written, or maybe he made it up on the set. I think he's said it before. A lot of things seem rehearsed at GW Zoo. He's like, basically, I'm a baby tiger, short and stout. This is my tail and this is my, insert the word. Snout. My... Snout. Because it rhymes snout, with, yeah. He said that... mouth. He said mouth.
He did.
None of those words don't rhyme. And then later on, it's like, if I get all steamed up, then I'll bite ya. If the song makes no sense after that. It's like, and then I'll bite ya because I'm a jerk.
You know what? That little kid laughed. He loved it. It was magic to him.
It's poor songwriting craft.
You know, he probably still sings that song to this day, except probably that's how they, you know, that's probably how they told, they could tell if the little kids were gay back then, because a little gay boy like me would say, that doesn't rhyme.
I would have. Go,
that's a Mary.
I said, get that queer out of here. They drag away. Oh, okay. So we find out why it's called GW Zoo, because that's his brother's name. We talked about that. He's got the brother's face. Turns out that let me just see if I can replicate this. When my brother was helping move my sister, and turned out this is how Southern people tell stories, and they always end sad. We think we're going somewhere, but it's always sad. Turned out he was driving. He had to get there a number of hours. Drunk driver hit him and killed him. Drunk driver hit him, put him in the hospital. Then I decided when I had to sign the do not resuscitate order and donate my brother's organs. He throws that out there and all of us go, what? And how long did it take you to do that? He moved quickly to that dire part that he thought, he said GW is going to mean something.
But, you know, GW is going to mean something. And he is scrappy, because let me tell you, Doc Antle pays $10,000 a year to feed a tiger. Joe can do it for $3,000 because... when a deer dies on the road, because we hit deer all the time. There's tons of deer in Oklahoma.
Lots of deer in South Carolina, too.
I've hit a couple myself. The police just call him, and they pick up the roadkill and take it for their – I mean, that's recycling.
It is. That's – anyway, so that's how he gets by with $3,000. So this next little area we're getting into is when my brain started to overload.
This is really the hat on the hat, yeah, on the hat.
Yeah. So anyway, so he starts tries to think of ways to get earn money with these animals. Which again, that's where it gets gross for me. Not that I think Carol is a saint, but it just feels weird to use animals like that to make money. I guess that's what zoos do, but I think they do it in a way that's conservation minded. I don't know.
Yeah.
Zoos aren't in the habit of breeding animals, though. So there's this. He decides to integrate magic, all with the help of a 12-year-old boy.
Who's from down in Norman, which is where my brother or my nephew goes to school in Norman at University of Oklahoma. Boomer Sooner.
But let me say that again. He decides to do magic with the help of a 12-year-old boy. What?
J.P. Wilson. It doesn't make sense.
What mother would say, would take a look at Joe Exotic and says, sure, great playmate for my son.
Because, y'all, this is not true at all. I was surprised by that because, especially in Oklahoma, this is not true at all. So actually, if y'all think that out there, I just want to say this is not factually true at all. But a lot of people in Oklahoma think that, like, all gay men are pedophiles.
Yeah, no, and I wasn't like, referring to pedophilia.
No, I'm not. No, but I'm just saying I was surprised a mom would let that happen. Even though that's not true, like, mostly child abuse, statistics show it's usually, like, straight men that are actually usually abusing other people. But there is.
It's that's a power thing, not a sexual thing.
That's what I grew up hearing all the time in Oklahoma. Because I remember thinking when I came out, people were going to think I was like into kids.
Yeah.
And that's just still there.
I think my thing was taking a look at him, regardless if he was homosexual, heterosexual, or anything in between. Why would you let your son?
I was adding. Yeah. I wasn't taking. Whereas look at him and then the hat on the hat.
Yeah.
It's just a lot.
So anyway, so we get through magic pretty quick. I'm just like, whoa, 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 whoa. But
it looks very complex. He flattened a rabbit, y'all.
It's obviously, y'all, they're trying to, it's like a Siegfried and Roy thing. They're trying to capitalize on that. Then they start going into malls and letting kids pet the animals and charging money for that and blah, blah, blah. So Carol gets on them, y'all, and shuts down every mall. And so Carol took away their money. So they're really upset.
Carol has hired this woman named Susan, and Susan followed them all around the country, and they started an email and letter writing campaign. So I think that's why he really doesn't like Carol, because they got all that shut down, and apparently that's how they made money in the winter.
Yeah. again, I'm, I get it. I get it why they need to make money. It just seems like not kind of like an ambulance chasing lawyer, not the best way to make money.
So let's talk a little bit about Doc Antle again. Whereas he said he grew up a cowboy.
A professional cowboy. Big difference. Cowboy,
and he decided to move. There's a place called Yogaville.
I've never heard of it.
In Buckingham, Virginia, which is the first place you think of doing yoga, is in Buckingham, Virginia. There's like this fucking Taj Mahal building I've never even fucking seen.
I'm looking it up. It's a real thing. Yogaville, Sachinada Ashram. It's like an ashram. And so his
like, not like, it is an ashram.
Yeah. He's like went to study with this guy up there. Yoga, they're not just yoga doing yoga, but like yoga is a Hindu word. It means something. Someone Google it.
Someone
y'all,
let us know.
Y'all, we don't come for our show to be for information. We don't really have it.
So again, it just goes to like, he talks about being this showman. And again, he's one of those kind of assholes that's like, oh, I do yoga and I'm so peaceful. But you can
tell. He's also a spiritual person. Yeah.
But exactly. You can tell he's sociopathic as fuck.
He was all like consult for all these movies. He's like, I did this movie. Mighty Joe Young, blah, 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 blah.
Narcissist, doesn't give a shit about people. You can see it.
You didn't ask, but in the bedroom, he's like super dominant and crazy. He also freaky
not
deaky.
Good.
And it's freaky, not in a not good way. Good.
It's just stuff where you're tied up and he's just watching you, just eating a Snickers bar, just beating off.
I'm glad that you think it's, I guess one hand would be eating the Snickers bar and the other would be beating off. Yeah, that's some coordination.
Coordination. Now I want a Snickers bar.
So anyway, Carol talks again about how all animal kind of big cat things that aren't rescues are ticking time bombs. And she talks about Zanesville, Ohio, where a guy just let animals go. And
he
then,
like 20 animals go. Yeah, they killed a lot of them.
What I didn't understand is, couldn't they have just tranquilized them? Maybe they didn't have trank guns.
They probably didn't have trank guns, I bet. And it was
anyway,
just,
I felt really bad about that. Then things turn dark. Again, my voice is getting higher. When he says, when Joe Exotic says, someone tries to take my animals away, there's going to be a little Waco.
And then we cut to the sheriff saying, okay,
let's all take a step back.
So then we find out that Joe not only is an animal, quote unquote, activist, not only is he a professional homosexual,
not only
is he a professional magician,
She likes guns. She loves guns, y'all.
She likes to protect her property.
There is a difference between someone who has guns and a gun nut. There's a big difference.
Oh, yeah. That's what I... We're not...
My brother and my father have guns.
They are not getting that. They're responsible.
We're talking about someone who goes to the ammo store and the man helping him has the presence of mind to say, do you need any dynamite today? Do you need any explosives? Because obviously, normally that's on his shopping list.
Yes.
So that's a gun nut, y'all. Also, Doc Antle is one too, because to quote, I keep an AK-47 under my mattress.
Loaded.
I think if you're owning an AK-47, you might be a little out of touch.
I think you might want to do a little bit more yoga.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to calm down. And that's it. They never actually showed him doing yoga.
Yeah.
He doesn't look like he has a body that does yoga, does he?
It's like all in his spiritual way. I'm sure he's they'll find out he's like vegan or something probably. We'll find that out. The next thing I want to talk about, go back to Carol, where Carol is. Carol also does tours, y'all, which is what Ralph Kirkham, our Inside Edition, Uncle AW or Uncle Leonard, which one was it? Basically said he thought kind of Carol and Doc and Joe basically were doing the same things. And I don't know if I agree with that. But she is, she's doing like more like a zoo, and these kind of crazy people who are there saying Carol is my hero and Carol.
It was like a cult too.
Yeah, they're all sucking Carol's dick, y'all. And one woman says, "This is the Ritz-Carlton of exotic
tigers." And she's like, "Oh, don't say that to me. You'll make me cry."
These are the women who volunteer for NPR drives, y'all.
We're going to find out shit about her. They're just waiting to tell us.
Yeah, something's off there. It's Carol. Anyway, basically, it got nastier and nastier between him and Carol, and he basically threatened her. He put snakes in her, or he hired someone to probably put snakes in her mailbox.
He talked about her on Joe TV, his YouTube channel, which has like 70,000 subscribers.
It's all over the world.
And as John or Joe Reiche said, or whatever he said, I made that show look professional. And then they showed it and I went, ooh, define professional.
Yeah. I think that's really all I've got about the show. Do you have any more of this episode? Later on, we do find out Joe is in jail and he's like saying, something happened down the line.
Yeah, he's at Grady County Jail, and he says, "I'm calling. I'm in a cage like an animal." I just want to say that the show got real, real dark when I think John basically is John.
Oh, yes,
John's the one with no legs, y'all. And he said, "If they came for us, we decided we were going to shoot one another." And he pulled out a leopard or Striker type gun with striped bullets, and their name was on each bullet for them to shoot one another. And I thought was, wait a minute. If Joe shot you first, are you going to be able to shoot him with the same gun? You might want to think that through.
I guess you shoot him and then you shoot yourself.
But does he like shoot him in the stomach so he bleeds out?
No, you shoot him with the gun, then you shoot yourself. He doesn't shoot you.
What if he changes his mind?
Then both of you are fucked. You've never seen how you kill two people?
No, I've never killed someone and then killed myself, so I'm not familiar with it. It's a fucking first time. Brene Brown.
Thank you, FFT, Brene Brown. Y'all, listen to that podcast, Unlocking Us. It's a good podcast for these times.
That is all that I have on this show.
Me too. My jaw again was successively dropped to the floor the entire time. The first time with a dick nut in front of me.
So
very motivated.
So y'all, now that we've kind of taken all this in, again, it's like when you see that 10-inch dick for the first time, you're like, whoa, what am I going to do with this? Now that Poodle and I've seen the first episode, going forward, we will definitely, believe me, we will definitely be deep diving into the songs.
Yes.
Into these people. We never know. There could be some Tiger Queen's theater that happens.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
There's definitely going to be that. So this is going to be a wild ride.
All right, y'all. Well, we're dropping this on our regular feed. Yes. This is going to be in our 90 Day Gays feed. After the first episode, you're going to find it on our Patreon at the $5 level.
When are we going to do those?
In the next couple of days. We got time.
We got time. So we'll try to get those up later.
We'll make a quick announcement. We will probably in 4 or 5 days.
But I will leave a link to to our Gatreon episodes, the Patreon. I will leave a link of that for people in the show notes, so you can find that there. So it's y'all just sprung us on this, and we said let's just do it and jump in. So that's why we're still going to catch up.
All right,
I think that's the rest. That's it. Everybody, you can leave a review on Apple Podcasts. We appreciate that so much. If you live. Put 5 stars and say, keep going, Tiger Queens.
Keep going, Tiger Queens.
We like that. And also, you can find all our other podcasts at sissy.talk.com. Poodle, there's merch.
There's all kinds of 90 Day Gays merch. It's at, you can find the merch on the Sissy That Talk website.
Yeah, you can find all that there. And Poodle, I think that's it. So y'all, I guess we're going to see you later.
I got the eye of the tiger. It's up there, looking up, down and up. That sounds terrible on video. Bye.
Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat lips. Whoa, whoa. And your pussycat eyes. Whoa, whoa. You and your pussycat nose.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.